Yesterday, the beginning of the preparation regarding the Saints was on point. We had a special focus on some penalties. Obviously, that's been an issue for us, you know, through the first couple games, pre-snap, post-snap, where those were a factor. So we need to continue to focus on that area, just having the discipline to do right longer. But today, it's definitely about the ball and our ability to ball hawk defensively. They certainly have shown the ability to do that, and so that's what the big competition will be about today. But the prep has started off good, and we're anxious to get going. We've got a great challenge ahead of us in New Orleans, and we're thrilled to play down there on Monday night. It's going to be a great environment, so we're pumped to get ready. But we got a lot of work to do before we get down there, so that's what today and tomorrow are really about. So with that, I'll open it up with your guys' questions regarding the game.
What do you expect to practice today, health-wise, Julio?
We're getting on the way back, so we're expecting full from Sanu, which is good to see. Reed, we're expecting back to get a full order. Neil, the same thing. We're very encouraged what we saw yesterday. The two guys that will be out today will be Campbell and Jones. Jones, we're going to keep him in the same program we did yesterday, able to move around some of the walkthrough, but we'll hold him out of team reps today. And then we'll just kind of take it through today, tomorrow, obviously, and then go from there. Yes, he's back. Yep, he was sick, so we held him out and came back in through yesterday afternoon, and he'll be back ready to get a full dose of New Orleans today.
How much big nickel will y'all expect from them? They did a little bit of that with Vaccaro coming down.
Yeah, the other factor is Bell, and you know, how does he factor in where he can fit in? But Carl, he plays with a lot of toughness, Led. He can really get his hands on you. He plays a real physical style where he can kind of get on guys and stick on them due to some of the toughness and, you know, strength that he has. So, he's a guy that's in a number of different spots and different packages. He looks to be even stronger and more valuable the closer he is to the line of scrimmage.
Coach, can you follow up health-wise with Julio? Coming into this week, you had said that he was going to maybe be limited to start off.
Today, yeah.
Did you, you know, why did things change, and are you a little bit more concerned now?
Just that he's not all the way ready to have all the strength to go on it. So he is a fast healer, just wasn't all the way ready to say you can take, you know, the normal load that you would on a Thursday. So I'll tell you, I anticipate him, you know, participating in some things tomorrow, but he wasn't ready to do the full load of stuff that we would ask him to do on a normal Thursday today.
Injuries before, so you fully
right.
Expect him to be ready for Monday night?
I do, yep, unless there's a setback between them, but which I don't anticipate. So, but, yeah, he's mentally into it, just not ready to, like, he's a thoroughbred man. Like, he doesn't have that, hey, man, why don't you take it 50%? Like, he's not built like that. And when he goes, so we want to make sure for him that when he does go, he's able to do his thing. And talking about practice end games.
Another follow-up, you included Neil with us who were going full.
Yes.
A little bit of a surprise to you that
he's made that kind of progress. We were encouraged because he did a little bit at the end of last week, and then after the game, heading into this week, we were going to give him some more. And so today we're going to do it more like some series, okay? Go five or six in a row, where yesterday was limited reps as we're going. So we're trying to simulate as much game-like action as we can here at practice. There's nothing that can simulate the speed and the pace of it, but what you can do is now don't do the spacing of some plays.
Playing against Drew Brees, and you know he's a guy who likes to climb the pocket.
Yep.
They try to build their line guard to guard. And everyone says, hey, if you try to rush him up the middle. But what are some creative ways to at least, you know, skew his vision a little bit to make him pat the ball and hold it a little
right.
bit longer?
Well, number one, it's good to see you back here in the ATL. So I know you recognize this area, so we're glad to have you back. You're right that he's had – you know, great effectiveness. He has real a knack of where to go with the ball, so he can make the mentally quick decisions of where to go. So to affect him, Steve, you have to get there quickly, and no quicker way than, you know, through the A gap or through the B gap inside, where you can be disruptive in that way. Now, some of the matchups could be outside, where a defensive end takes a guy up and spins back under to get to him. It could be a defensive tackle who takes it up, and there's a stunt that wraps into the A gap. But no doubt about it. He has such mental quickness of where to go. Here's the coverage. Here's where I'm going. Those, you know, 2.5 seconds, you better make sure that you're not coming from way outside and expect to have good success. So that's been the challenge going against him for years. He just has a sense of where to go. He's a very challenging, player to go against as a play caller because he has real knack of where to go and what to do. So the rush inside and kind of breaking through that fortress inside is definitely a factor in the game.
Coach, they were able to get some success with the D-backs getting a breeze last week. Collins off the edge and Hall, I think, through the B gap.
Yep.
It's is that something that can be duplicated, or are you figuring that out?
I don't know necessarily duplicated, but for sure it's a part of our plan to make sure that we have ways to, bring pressure, whether it's outside, a safety, a linebacker. In each game, you better have ways to do that, led to try to affect the guy. And I just think you better have it where it's not coming from, way downtown, because he has real, mental quickness to go. So the blitzers, they have to have the blitz mentality, man. I'm going there. It's going to happen fast, and I'm going to hit it fast. Yep, and the inside, it's been really stout, and I thought that was really on display this past weekend, playing against a very explosive team in New York, and just having the ability to take some things away and play really sound, really disciplined. I thought it showed up all the way through the game, in my opinion.
Craig Robinson, the linebacker, how's he doing?
Yeah, in fact, they've played a number of guys inside, and they'll even use some package where they bring three linebackers in and playing into the nickel package, and they're really active at their linebacker spot. They want to play a number of guys, which they do, but I would consider that one of their deeper positions on the team at linebacker.
Coach, how do you feel practice-wise? I know today's probably a big day for this,
sure.
But how do you think that they're coming together as a unit as far as learning each other how to rush with each other? Because Dwight doesn't practice every day and stuff
right.
like that. Him and Clay working on that right
yeah,
side.
Yeah, that's a big part of today, Vaughn. You've nailed that. I've said we're not as good as we're going to be at that, and they do have to learn to do that. So we're not there yet in terms of how we can communicate, how we can work together. But it's days like today that process has to go down. And they've worked hard. They've obviously spent the time in the film room together. Okay, this is the plan. This is how we want to go execute it. But then it's out on the grass today to make that happen today and tomorrow as we're leading into the game. And you've heard me say this before, but there's real confidence gained when you've put the work in and you're able to nail it in practice, and then you go out and execute it in the game. So that's what I'm looking to do from our group. Nail it here, right here in Flowery Branch first. Go through the film, go through the practice, get the details down. Okay, we were a little off on our timing. And then we go nail it in the game. And that's really what gives you the confidence to play really well at the game. Hey, man, we're going to do it just like we did it in practice and go nail it.
And you said when you signed him that Shelby might be able to help out the pass rush. What can he do better moving forward? How can he help out?
Right, he's effective when we play him at defensive end where he's up and he's got power to go inside. But for him inside, he's learning a little bit too how to rush with Vic and get their connection going as well. Oftentimes, I know it sounds funny, but like a guard and a tackle has good communication on offense. And oftentimes defensively, the guy you play right next to, a defensive tackle or a defensive end, that same look, that same thing, hey, here's the alert that's coming. So their communication is building as well. So there's work to be done for sure on that, but it's a good topic that you're on regarding the communication. It's one of the topics I've talked about to the team. Now it's some player time together. Let's come in early, let's stay late, let's talk about the things we need to do. I hit it with the offensive line, the receivers, the defensive line. So those interactions that happen player to player without even the coaches there, there's a lot of that goes on in our league, and there's a lot to be gained because they're the ones out on the field that are going to be doing the communicating.
Flinders just got the three catches. Looks like he's having trouble.
He's been targeted some, and we know firsthand, from playing him last year and scouting him, obviously, to see what he can do. It's the length and the speed. For a taller guy, led, he can break you off. And so a guy might have leverage, and he can go and break you off in man-to-man routes. So it's pretty clear to me they've got featured guys, know how to use just for years. Like I've said, the running backs have been a factor, and the tight ends have been a factor. And it's right back to that again, where the tight ends, you can see where Fleener's role is and how cadets used and, how the run game's featured and big tight ends and putting a T package in. So the names and the numbers may change, but in terms of ways to attack, I think that part of their system is certainly intact.
Yeah, Deshaun needs more personnel groupings than just about any coach.
Than most, he does. And it goes in and out of those fast. Some people will stay in one or two for a few plays where he'd prefer the multitude. So when you play teams like that, you better have some calls that are what we would call universal, where you're able to play, some defensive, where they're pressures or regular coverage calls against multiple groups and knowing you can go. Because at the end of the day, you want to get lined up and get your cleats in the grass and go attack as opposed to always constantly changing. So definitely a big strategy on their part for sure.
Coach, With their corners down, are you expecting them to lay back like they did last week? Or Sterling Marlin, does it look like he's there?
Yeah, oftentimes they play a lot of zone anyway. And so those are the times when a guy is off. There's different types of zone. You can play zone where a corner is clouded, or you can play zone where a corner plays off. They'll feature both, and they do both. They did it before they had some of the injuries, and they certainly do it now as well. But they still play man-to-man, too, and they did that in the last game. You know, and the Giants certainly had some guys that are tough to match up against, and they did a good job doing it. So we're prepared for a hell of a fight with their group, knowing all the uniqueness that they can do. And that's kind of what today's about, especially on the third down emphasis.
Can I ask one more follow-on? Julio,
sure.
The injury report listed only calf, but I'm just wondering, is the ankle any
injury? The ankle's fine. Yep.
Okay.
The ankle's doing great. So his calf was a new injury for him that happened in the game this past week. So we're anticipating him making the swing, but he's just not there yet. So we're close, but we're not there yet.